With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a ruling that bars him from the Colorado ballot.
Trump formally appealed last month's 4-3 ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court, which used the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause to bar the former president from the state ballot. He asked the nation's highest court to reverse the Colorado ruling without even hearing arguments. Earlier this week, Trump's legal team appealed a ruling in Maine that would keep him off the ballot in that state, also because of the January 6th Capitol riot. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration is suing the state of Texas over its illegal immigrant apprehension policy. The lawsuit filed Wednesday accuses Texas of violating the U.S. government's authority over immigration enforcement. Under Texas law, illegals could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Those who don't leave could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. House Speaker Mike Johnson led a delegation of GOP representatives to the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday. The speaker noted that under the Biden administration, there have been millions of encounters and getaways, as well as hundreds of suspected terrorists apprehended trying to enter the United States.
We have over 7 million illegal encounters at the border, nearly 2 million known getaways, and that doesn't count the many that are undetected, at 312 suspects on the terrorist watch list that have been apprehended. We have no idea how many terrorists have come into the country and set up terrorism cells.
Johnson wants enforcement of the southern border before U.S. funding of the war in Ukraine can continue. House Republicans will hold impeachment hearings against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his lack of action at the southern border. This is SRN News. So the question is, have you made any New Year's resolutions?
According to a CBS YouGov poll, roughly 60% of Americans who are making resolutions say one of the things they want to do in 2024 is increase their engagement in religious activities of various sorts. Attending worship services and praying are the two most likely resolutions. However, the poll also reveals that people who want to go to church and pray more are mostly the folks who are already doing those things now. Only about one-third of Americans make any resolutions at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preparations are underway for the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. This year, the event will take place on January 19th, beginning with the downtown rally and then the march to Capitol Hill. The march continues even after the repeal of Roe v. Wade because organizers want to influence the decisions being made about abortion on a state level. Abortion's going to be a big issue in the elections this year. This is SRN News. A U.S. Senate hopeful makes a trip to Israel.
Dave McCormick is a candidate seen as most likely to win the GOP primary and then try to unseat Democrat Bob Casey in the fall election. He traveled to Israel Tuesday and held a meeting with officials from the Israel Defense Forces and was also scheduled to meet with other Israeli officials and the families of some of the hostages taken by Hamas. McCormick is a key part of the GOP effort to flip enough seats to reclaim the U.S. Senate majority in 2024. Bob Agner reporting.
A Texas lawmaker supporting a Fort Worth single mother who faces eviction after she shot and killed a guy trying to break into her house last month. Aaliyah Wallace killed a 14-year-old guy trying to get into her 8-year-old daughter's bedroom. The apartment complex told Wallace she had to move out because she has a gun. Republican State Representative Carrie Isaac is asking the Texas Attorney General to intervene, saying that Wallace shouldn't lose her Second Amendment rights just because she lives in public housing. More details at SRNNews.com.